Hardly a day has gone by this autumn without allegations of sexual misconduct directed at a famous and/or powerful man. Sitting congressmen, aspiring politicians, movie studio moguls, comedians, actors, public broadcasting figures, and, before the most recent news, don't forget, a past and sitting president have been accused of sexual misconduct of various degrees. Recently, Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, discussed the topic with two contributors to Talk Business, Janelle Lilly, who works with KATV in Little Rock, and Tamika Edwards, who is with Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families.
You both have worked around a state capitol where there is a culture of some of this sexual misconduct that you see very openly. You've worked in a media room. You work in offices. We've seen a lot of this over the years. How has this scandal of the last couple of weeks, this conversation of the last couple of weeks, hit you?
I think, honestly, it's hit me in the sense that there have been so many men in my life who have just wanted to know more. You know, it's something they haven't really thought about necessarily or been involved in, and they're just coming to me to verify, you know, does this really happen? Have you ever felt like that? And if it's happened to you, you know, is it happening to everyone? And the conversations it's opened up has been surprising.
Yeah. How has it hit you, Tamika?
I've been extremely fortunate in my work life to not have a supervisor who has treated me illly or has made sexual advances toward me. But I've observed it, you know, among friends and just out and about. And I'm not surprised that it's happening. I'm not surprised at how many people are coming forward. I think the thing that I am surprised about is how much attention has been brought to the issue.
Yeah, why do you think that is? I mean, is it just because of the powerful nature and reputation of some of the people that that these allegations and revelations are coming out about? Or have we kind of opened up a comfort level with people coming forward and talking about these things?
And, you know, I think it started with the power. I think, you know, seeing some of the Hollywood types go down a peg or two, and then that started that Me Too movement, and then it transitioned a little bit more into politics and into the media rooms, into people just looking around them and seeing, you know, things that they've really observed for years, but feeling now that they have the ability to say something, that you're not alone. I think that's kind of the snowball effect that's created.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think the powerful people who have made this issue just come to light have, they've had a huge impact on people just coming forward and being able to be comfortable and safe in saying it. And, you know, I can understand exactly why so many people in the past have not said anything, because of how victims are treated once this information comes to light.
Are there different degrees to the misconduct, do you think, that we ought to be careful to talk about in this conversation, or should we lump it all into one great big conversation? And I guess the point I'm making is, you know, what Roy Moore or Charlie Rose, is that different than Al Franken or someone else?
I think we have to be careful to draw the line and say it's all wrong, you know, and just and make that the bright line rule. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the degrees, I think the vulnerability of the victims, you know, if they're minors, mm-hmm. if they're your employees, those are really things that, you know, when you're looking at victimization, that is very important to identify, because those people have way less of a chance mm-hmm. to be able to say anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we have to be careful in saying that there are different degrees, because if we do that, that just simply invalidates what's happening to the victim. And so I think we have to have a conversation about all of it, but I do agree that when we have to draw the line at children at some point in talking mm-hmm. about and making these similarities, that children are just really off limits.
So there are some different depths, I guess.
Correct.
So some people say that we're having a kind of a national moment. We're having just almost a tipping point in the national conversation. We've had these moments in the past. Mm-hmm. Anita Hill in 1991, the Clinton impeachment, another example. Donald Trump just a year ago was another big mm-hmm. example of a conversation like this. What do you hope happens this time around? Because it doesn't seem like it has changed the culture mm-hmm. despite these conversations in the past.
Well, I hope to see true consequences, and I know that people tend to change the way that they act based on the consequences, and so we were able to see that with Mr. Weinstein and how he had to leave his company because he was accused of this, and so many people had accused him of it, and his company believed that he needed to step down. And so I believe the grave consequences that will fall out really need to be at the center so that people will have a change.
And according to Uma Thurman, there may be more to come, but yeah, judging surprised by her Twitter feed.
I think we've seen this in other areas. The military, for example, when they started getting very serious about it, the consequences changed a lot of the... Now, there's still certain cultural things, not that it doesn't happen, but you will lose your position in the military, mm-hmm. dishonorable. Just, they're so severe that it makes that environment so much more comforting for women to go forward. You mm-hmm. know that you're not going to be doubted and right off the top of it. Mm-hmm. And so I think the stronger the consequences, the more empowerment you're going to give to women. Mm-hmm. As far as the national change on this, I might just be a pessimist, it just seems so ubiquitous and such a part of culture as a whole. I just don't know that it will change just from this one event. It might be one of those things that we keep butting up against for years and years to come until we train our children or our children's mm-hmm. children that this is the way you behave.
Janelle Lilly is with KATV in Little Rock. Tamika Edwards works with Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families. Both are also contributors to Talk Business and Politics. They talked with Roby Brock with our partner, Talk Business and Politics.
Talk Business and Politics is sponsored by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. Bank of the Ozarks, you have a friend here. More information at bankozarks.com. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, we serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. Coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com. Arkansas Manufacturing Solutions. Providing executive-level leadership and management consultative services to Arkansas companies in the areas of innovation, exporting, operational excellence, and sustainability. More information at mfgsolutions.org. And the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. Learn more at ArkansasStateChamber.com.